the commandments are to be cherished and kept for two reasons. First, they guide us away from self-chosen good works. We are too inventive, the old Adam is, with his own imagination. He believes that he can figure out what would be pleasing to God. And that's where we go astray. There, we go back to the Ten Commandments. There, God tells us what a God-pleasing life of faith lived in love actually looks like. And so the Ten Commandments guide us away from self-chosen good works, and they direct us to works that God has commanded for the well-being and service of the neighbor. We talk about that in terms of Christian vocation. The Christian husband doesn't have to say, well, should I love and honor my wife? No, you know that. God has revealed that in his word, in the sixth commandment. You don't have to say, well, should I help the neighbor in his bodily need? No, God has already revealed that, the fifth commandment, and again in seventh commandment. And so the commandments are not given as a way of salvation. When we're troubled by our sin, we do not flee to the commandments, Luther says, but to the gospel. We keep the commandments for the sake of the neighbor and show God's own generosity and love for the neighbor as we do the things that God commands, not for salvation, but for service of the neighbor.